Welcome back to our Hilchas Shabbos here, but today we'll do something different. Since it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Everyone knows that Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar because of a chashash that the Chazal had, he might come to carry. Therefore, the Mevatel, the mitzvah asay of shofar, because someone might inadvertently over the issa of Shabbos, issa of carrying on Shabbos. And the Aruch Lener in the Sefer Minchas Oni makes the observation that Oza made it well as well, that in a year where Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos and it couldn't blow the shofar, a lot of times that year was not a good year. Like he gives an example, the Aruch Lener, fi his cheshbin, the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed in years where Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. And therefore he said there must be something special, something we could do on this Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos to fix this. And he says, it happens to be that some years, it was the best years, if the Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos. So it goes both ways. And he explains that Shabbos could be a bigger melech zayish even than the shofar. But that's only b'tanai that we keep the Shabbos. And he gives a gevaldik mashal. He says, there were these two people, both of them were beled in the malchus, and the melech said they are chayiv misa. They have to be killed. So one of the people who were married the malchus, who were beled, came in with his wife, to ask for mercy. And the wife begged the melech, said, I'm not going to manage my husband. Please, let him live. Give him another chance. And the king listened and said, you know what? I'm having rachmanis. I'll give him another chance. The other fellow also went in with his wife. And he also begged the king. And his wife begged the king, please spare my husband. Have mercy on him. And the king did not listen. And afterwards, they asked the king, like, what was the difference between the two? So he said, the first wife came in. I could tell the husband took care of her very well. And therefore, I had rachmanis. I rachmanis on the wife. The poor wife, we left without a husband, had rachmanis. But the second couple came in, and I could tell that she was all beat up, and the husband did not take care of her. And therefore, I had no reason to have rachmanis on her. I had rachmanis by killing him, actually. I had no reason to have rachmanis. And therefore, I killed him. So the same thing comes Shabbos. Shabbos comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Melitz Yosha and Klal Yisrael. So if you keep Shabbos, so the Shabbos has, look, the schus that they kept Shabbos, to be saved Klal Yisrael, give Klal Yisrael rachamim. Masha'enkin, if I carried Chas V'Shalom, if they don't keep Shabbos properly, therefore you lose that special schus of Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, we've been learning for the past few weeks, few months, the Hilchos Shabbos, and Hashem, that should all be a schus for all of us to have a good Gebench Diyar and a Kasiva V'Chasima Toiva.